Yes, a busy day, sure, Ian. The first day of 3 days, actually, going to be a very, very busy day. We're back in Tullamore next weekend again. But anyway, just some of the highlights and some of the results that are coming into my head now as we talk. Obviously, Cranford had a great day. Kieran McFadden, 800 metres victory. Oisin Kelly, 800 metres victory. And Aoife Giles in the shot, third. Indeed, it was a shot put competition with two Donegal athletes in the top three. There was Adrian Gallen in second, and then Aoife Giles in third. So that was a Donegal colour to that one. And then we had Amy Cullen second in the long jump as well. So that was a really good day for them, and fair play. And I also, from Lifford, of course, Aoife Gallen, who's on the Irish Scouters team next weekend, and really, really, really excelled in the Talton Games. She won her shot in her age group, so well done to her. And Amy Timoney from Finn Valley, 11.85, victory, really, really well executed hurdles victory for her and her age group. And Lucy McGlynn, as you would expect, under 19, yes, she just really, really clipped the hurdles brilliantly. And you know, she produced the gold medal performance, which you would expect. She's been running extremely, extremely well, the Tyrconnell athlete out of College to Columbkill. So that's it. A story then, and there was Alexis Campbell from Tyrconnell as well, and she got a silver medal in her age group and hurdles as well. So hurdles was a good day for hurdlers and middle distance. And then we had from Letterkenny, we had Emma Bonner, 800 metres, silver medal, and we had Darren Naughton from Letterkenny, silver medal, 800 metres. So a good old spread of medals around the county, and it'll go on next weekend, 3 days of it next weekend, and we anticipate many, many, many more medals. And this is on the top of last day yesterday when, you know, pretty much every Donegal club was in the medals, from the Rosses right through to Finn Valley to Lifford, Strabane, Letterkenny and so on, and Cranford and so on. So it's been a busy time, but the underage story is coming to conclusion now. So we'll just see where it's all at in the next couple of weeks. But next weekend, back in Tullamore, and anticipating more medals.